USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the anniversary of last year's deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. And last night, there were peaceful marches through the streets of that city.
Why are you in right here?
That a group of University of Virginia students who were marking the anniversary. Yesterday's demonstrations were peaceful, but hundreds of white nationalists are expected to attend a Unite the Right 2 rally across the street from the White House today. And police say they expect thousands of counter-protesters. Police say they'll be keeping the two sides separated.
And I will remain on the ballot running for re-election.
That was Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York a few days ago, but now he has suspended his re-election campaign after being indicted on insider trading charges. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Investigators are looking into how an airline worker was able to steal a passenger plane from Seattle's SeaTac Airport and apparently fly it to his death on Friday.
I want everybody to know that we are diligently investigating this matter. We will get to the bottom of it. We're doing so with a long list of partners right now.
That's an FBI spokesman. Authorities now identifying the man as 29-year-old Richard Russell, a ground service agent for Horizon Air, which is part of Alaska Airlines. They say he was a 3.5-year worker there who was in uniform and was authorized to be in that part of the airport at the time. The launch delayed by one day, but now a special NASA probe is on its way to the sun. The Parker Solar Probe blasting off atop a United Launch Alliance Delta IV heavy rocket from Cape Canaveral early today. The probe is designed to study the sun by coming 8 times closer to its surface than any previous spacecraft. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will begin on the day after Labor Day, Tuesday, September 4th. The announcement made on Friday, the hearings for the veteran federal judge are expected to last 3 to 4 days. Thousands of protesters angry about the upcoming relocation of a U.S. Marine base on the Japanese island of Okinawa. Around 70,000 people turned out Saturday in the rain ahead of an approaching typhoon to condemn not only the relocation, but to call for the removal of that Marine Corps air station entirely. Japan is planning to move the base from a populated area to a more remote area, planning to start pouring landfill for the new site in the next few days. The island's been home to American troops since the defeat of Japan in World War II, but this base has been long a source of contention for many Okinawans, and environmentalists are arguing that building on the new site will cause irreparable damage. She was born in 1908, and this Chicago woman credits a cereal for helping her live such a long life.
Doris Snyder has turned 110 years old in Peoria, Illinois. She credits shredded wheat every morning, no soda pop, and no smoking.
Things have changed a lot. We had morals in the old days, and then I don't drink, and I don't gamble.
Doris says she'll continue to make every day count. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.